here tonight to welcome you, can you hear me? To Family Worship Center of Newcastle, Pastor Chris and I came back. We are pumped up. We were at Fremont, Ohio at our home church with Bishop Flowers and Pastor Lydia and all the FWCMI family. We were poured into and poured out. Hallelujah. God is so, so, so good. Amen. So, Pastor, his body may be a little bit weary, but his spirit is ready to go. Hallelujah. I'm glad you're here. There's nowhere else I'd rather be than here in God's presence. Nowhere else I'd rather be. I wanted to read Isaiah 14:27. All the forces of darkness, come on, church, cannot stop what God has ordained for your life. Nothing can stop it. When God purposed in your life, nothing can stop it. Nothing. Hallelujah. God is calling you to higher purposes, and nothing can stop what God has ordained for you. Each one of us, it doesn't matter if you're this big or you're older in the Lord. It does not matter. When you set yourself apart for the Lord, He will bring it to pass. We are here to cure diseases. We are here to bind up those that are broken. We are here, hallelujah, to cast out devils, to bind up the brokenhearted, to bring those that are captive, set them free, hallelujah. All the forces of hell cannot stop this church. It can't. It cannot stop his mandate upon your life. It can't. It cannot touch you. Amen. So stand with me tonight. Stand with me tonight. Are you ready to worship? Worship tonight, church. Worship. Father, we thank you, Lord God. We praise your holy name, Lord God. We give you glory. We give you honor. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that what you set in motion, Lord Jesus, that you're going to perform it, Lord God. You will bring it to pass. Hallelujah. Though the vision may tarry, wait for it. Hallelujah. Wait for it. Hallelujah. For thus saith the Lord, I am going to bring it to pass. Hallelujah. Those things that are in your life that you've been waiting for, I shall perform it, and I shall bring it to pass in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you tonight. Three things that were spoken over us this weekend. A dear pastor and friend of mine, Pastor Jana, or Apostle Jana, she spoke, if you're facing discouragement, disappointment, or depression, God is going to meet you in those areas. It's going to fall off you, church. Give it to God. If you're fighting depression, discouragement, disappointment, let God deal with those areas. He's going to bless you tonight. He's going to bless you tonight, church. Are you ready for it?
I'm casting my cares aside. I'm leaving my past behind. I'm setting my heart and mind on you, Jesus. I'm reaching my hands to yours, believing there's so much more, knowing that all you have in store for me is good. It's good. Today is the day you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Today is the day you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I won't worry about tomorrow, trusting what you say. Today is I'm putting my fears aside. I'm leaving my doubts behind. I'm giving my hopes and dreams to you, Jesus. I'm reaching my hands to yours, believing there's so much more, knowing that all you have for store is good. It's good. It's good. Today is the day you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Today is the day you have made. I
stand upon your truth.
I will stand upon your truth.
How many days I'll live for you.
All my days I'll live for you.
And I will stand upon your truth.
I will stand upon your truth.
All my days I'll Oh, praise God. How is everyone doing tonight? Awesome. Just want to welcome everyone in the place, this place tonight, and just keep on worshiping. You guys are loud. So, and that is fine because that's what we just worship however you want to worship. Loud, you want to clap your hands, you want to dance, you want to shout, whatever, just celebration.
You moved the mountains, told the wind and waves be still. You cast out demons, bid the empty soul be filled. And now there's breakthrough, now there's freedom in your name. You gave us power and the keys to do the same. Redemption made accusers drop their stones. Showed us mercy with the mighty miracles. Now there's breakthrough, now there's freedom. Now there's freedom in your name. You gave us power and the keys to do the same. Oh,
in your victory. We stand in authority, all for your glory. For your glory, Lord. For your glory, Lord. We walk in your victory. We stand in authority, all for your glory. For your glory, Lord. For your glory, Lord. We walk in victory. We stand in authority. All for your glory. For your glory, Lord. For your glory, Lord. We walk in your victory. We stand in authority. All for your glory. For your glory, Lord. For your glory, Lord. We walk in your victory. We stand in authority. All for your glory. For your glory, Lord. For your glory, Lord. We walk in your victory. We stand in authority. All for your glory. For your glory, Lord. For your glory, Lord. Amen.
I'll stand with arms high and heart abandoned in awe of the one who gave it all. I'll stand my soul, Lord, to you surrendered all. I am is yours. Soul now to stand. You stood before my failure and carried the cross for my shame. My sin weighed upon your shoulders. My soul now to stand. So what I say, and what can I do but to offer this sorrow, God, completely to you? So I walk upon salvation, your spirit alive in me, my life to declare your promise, my soul now to stand. What can I say? And what can I do but to offer this sorrow, God, completely to you? So I'll stand with arms high and heart abandoned in awe of the one who gave it all. So I'll stand, my soul, Lord, you surrender all. I am is yours.
My soul, Lord, you surrender.
So what can I say? What can I do? But to offer this sorrow, God, completely to you. Offer up your hearts to Him tonight. And what can I say? What can I do? But to offer this sorrow, God, completely to you. So what can I say? So what can I say? And what can I do? But to offer this sorrow, God, completely to you.
I'll stand with arms high and heart abandoned in awe of the one who gave it all. I'll stand, my soul, Lord, to you surrender all. I am is yours. Arms high and heart abandoned in awe of the one who gave it all. I'll stand, my soul, Lord, to you surrendered all. I am is yours, all I am. All I am is yours. All I am.
Your feet, I'm caught up in your this holy moment. I never want to leave. Well, I'm not here for blessings. Jesus, you don't know me anything more than anything that you can do. I just want you. I'm sorry when I've just gone through the motions. I'm sorry when I just sang another song. Take me back to where we start. I open up my heart to you. I'm sorry when I come with my agenda. I'm sorry when I forgot that you're enough. Take me back to where we start. I open up my heart to you. I'm caught up in your presence. I just want to sit here at your feet. I'm caught up in this holy moment. I never want to leave. Well, I'm not here for blessings. Jesus, you don't owe me anything more than anything that you can do. I just want you. I just want you and nothing else. Nothing else, nothing else will do. I just want you, and nothing else, nothing else will do. Nothing else, and nothing else, nothing else will do. I just want you, and nothing else, nothing else will do. I just want you.
your seats tonight. I want you to get out of your seats. Hallelujah. And I just want to pray for strength for somebody. Hallelujah. I just want you to go out in faith. And I want you to release your faith. I want to extend your faith to somebody else. You might be going through hell. You might be going through a tough place right now. But I want you to step out of your place, out of your hell, and bless somebody. Hallelujah. Pray for somebody. Pray for strength for them. Pray for victory. Come on. Hallelujah. Go right now. Come on, as we begin to declare his name. Come on. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Go forth out and pray for somebody. Bless somebody. Woo. Come on and sing. Hey, 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 hey. Somebody's hand. Just hold on to somebody's hand. Come on, go get her hand. Come on, just grab somebody's hand. Say, in the name of Jesus. There's no sickness that can stand in the name of Jesus. So I want you to extend your hand to somebody right now. Come on, touch somebody. Go over there right now. Come on. Grab hold of him. Touch his hand right now. Come on, I want you to grab hold of somebody's hand and just declare right now. Come on, this is in the name. Come on, can you say in the name of Jesus? Come on, in the name of Jesus. I said in the name of Jesus. In the name of, come on, Jesus. Somebody pray for your children. Come on, pray for your children. Say in the name of Jesus. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I want you to know, listen, hallelujah, the enemy, he wants to devastate your family. He wants to take your joy. He wants to pull your strength down. He wants you to be of no effect. But I'm here to tell you, lift up your hands and say, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, no sickness, hallelujah, cannot stand, cannot stand. I'm here to tell you tonight, I feel this, what I'm going to do right now. Come on, hallelujah. I want you to reach your hands out to our brother right here, hallelujah. Come on, I just pray right now, hallelujah. This thing that they say might be hereditary, am I right? It ends with you. I said it ends with you. And we declare that it doesn't end you, brother. It doesn't end you, hallelujah. But we pray in the name of Jesus. Not by might, hallelujah. Not by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord, hallelujah. We declare healing. We declare healing from the bottom of your feet to the top of your head. Whatever that is, we speak in the name of Jesus. Cancer has to leave in Jesus' name. It cannot stay in this place. Hallelujah. We rebuke infirmity. We rebuke that sickness. We reverse the curse that you reversed at the cross. By your stripes, we are healed. By your stripes, we are healed. We claim it, we declare it, and we rejoice in Jesus' name. Lift up your hands. In the name of Jesus. In the name.
nothing else will do. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, nothing else will do.
In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus,
nothing else will do.
In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name.
Thank you, Father God, right now. Lord, I thank you for your testimony. I thank you, God, by the blood of the Lamb, in the word of our testimony. Hallelujah. How many of you got a testimony? How many of you got a testimony of God's goodness? Come on. You got a testimony of God's goodness and mercy. Come on, I want you to hear it, hallelujah. Don't let your guard down. Don't give the enemy any place. Come on, tell somebody, not in my house.
Not in my house.
You can't have my kids. You can't have my kids. You can't have my health. You can't have my joy. Come on, you can't have my peace. Not in my house. Joshua declared, as for me, do what you want to do. You can let the enemy steal your joy, but as for me, I said as for me and my house, we, hallelujah, will serve the Lord. We will serve the Lord. We will serve the Lord. Woo! Hallelujah. I'm here to tell you, God's on your side. He's on your side. To hear that tonight. The devil's a liar. God's on your side. If you, hallelujah, if you've been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, come on, if you stand in the belief of his resurrection power, there's nothing that can come, hallelujah, against you. Say nothing. 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 Whatever the enemy tries to raise up, God will raise up a bigger standard against it. Whatever he tries to invent won't work. We got to get busy. We got to get serious. Come on. Lost in this house. If it begins with you, just you, just you. Stand for what God's given you. Stand for what God's given you. Take hold of what's God given you. Take hold of what the blood of the Lamb has purchased for you. Tell your neighbor it's yours. It's yours. It's yours. Someone gotta help me tonight. I said it's yours. It's yours. It's yours. You can't have it. I said you can't have it, enemy. You can't have it. Touch it. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, you got to sit down for a second. Come on, I wanna. Did you ever get, come on, I don't know about you, but you ever get something happen in your life, you ever get real angry about it? Just wanna scream. Something good has happened to me, and I just wanna shout, hallelujah! Come on. The blessings of God. Now I'm going to tell you something. I don't wait for it to happen. I don't wait for the blessing, hallelujah, to come to me. I declare, hallelujah, from a heavenly place what has already been for me. I stand in what is already done for me. It's mine. What's mine? What's mine? What's mine? What is mine? It's mine. Do you know why? Because God said it's mine. Because God said it's mine. Peace is mine. Joy is mine. Righteousness is mine. Health is mine. It's mine. You might feel sick in your body, but the truth is, 2,000 years ago, you got a testimony that tells you you're healed. I said, you might feel sick in your body, but I'm here to tell you, there's a testimony on the cross that hung that gives you, hallelujah, the right to claim it in your name, to take hold of it in your line. I don't know about you, but I want to take it. There's some things, there's people that have been abused in their mind. There's never been another generation that has faced such pressures mentally in their minds. I mean, like never before. There's so many things. There's so many things in the airways, principalities and powers. There's so many conversations that go on. Hallelujah. But I'm here to tell you, I need to listen to one voice and one voice only. Hallelujah. I need to listen to the voice of victory, the one who's won, the one that gives me right, the one has declared it for me. I'm going to stand in that name. I'm going to agree with the name. Hallelujah. With the word of God, of what God has declared about me and about my family. You can do what you want, but I'm going to stand in God's word. I'm going to stand in God's word. I'm going to stand in God's word. I'm going to take it in my life. I'm going to stand on it, believe on it. Hallelujah. I'm going to run through it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to run. Hallelujah. I will not be weary. Hallelujah. And well doing. I'm going to keep believing. I'm going to keep standing here. So I got some people that will lift up their hands that will agree with me. Come on. That will agree with me. Say, I'm going to agree with you. I'm going to stand with you. Hallelujah. I'm going to stand every step you take. Hallelujah. We're going to agree together and we're going to believe together. Listen, I stood in a bathroom today. And what did it say? It said, what does that bathroom say? Come on, what did it say? We have what you need. And it was a hotel, and it said, we have what you need. Like, whatever you need, we have. And God said to me, I want, hallelujah, that whatever need is needed, that you could say, whatever need you have, we got it. Listen. If you don't got enough faith, I got enough for both of us. If you don't got enough, I got enough for both of us. If you can't lift up your hands, I'm going to lift up your hands. I'm going to lift up your hands. Hallelujah. I'm going to speak life in your life. Come on, amen. If you don't have the words to declare over your life, come on. We're going to declare it over one another's lives. We're going to stand with one another. We're going to believe with one another. We're going to lift up one another's arms. Too many times the world has come against one another. But here I want you to know in this house, I'm going to stand with you. You might not be always comfortable because I'm not comfortable, hallelujah, with... Sometimes we can become comfortable with infirmities, but I'm here to tell you I'm not. And if you can't fight it off, I'm going to dance and shout until it falls off you. I'm going to keep praying for your infirmity until it breaks off you. God, I got some people that will stand with me and believe together. Some people that are tormented in their minds and their thinkings. And I'm here to tell you, he's reversed it. We don't have to have that no more. He's reversed it. He's reversed it. He's taken it. He's taken it. He has a crown of thorns that was placed upon his head. Thorns. That speaks of the jaggedness and the brutality of mental abuse that happens sometimes in our thinking. But he took the crown of thorns upon his head. And the blood ran down his face. He took hold of that upon him, and it was spiritual that he took on your behalf. That crown of thorns upon your mind, upon your thinking, he took it. Hallelujah. So I want you tonight to take it off. Come on. Say, I'm taking it off tonight. I'm taking it off tonight. I'm taking it off tonight. I'm taking it off. Hallelujah. I'm not going to let it stay on my family members. I'm not going to hold them down. I want to take it off. We got to be at a place where that we have God's attention. Hallelujah. That he has so much of our attention. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The devil doesn't have a chance. Peter and John stood there. He says, such as I have, give I thee in the name of Jesus Christ. God's looking for some people to say, such as I have, give I to you. Some people that have been built up, stirred up, and cheered up in faith. They stand in a place of confidence knowing what the authority they have. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you what, demons get uncomfortable in that environment. They don't have a place to stay in that environment. I'm just going to say, I want you to know demons are real. And sometimes, unfortunately, they get comfortable in churches because people don't get filled up in the Spirit. Hallelujah. And let the Spirit of God move so that they get uncomfortable when they leave. I'm here to tell you, I'm not, hallelujah, ashamed of the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, but I want him to do his work, and whatever needs broken, cast out, has to leave in Jesus' name. I'm tired of playing church, acting like church, come on, amen, pretending this or that, come on, but I want to do what Jesus told us to do. I want to be the church. I want to lay hands on the sick and they recover. I want to cast out demons of torment upon people that they have no place to stay. And the same power, the same authority that he had, you have. Say, I have it. Look to somebody, says, you got this. Why do I got it? Because he got it. He has given us the authority, the keys. We got to take our place. We got to stand our ground. As children of God. Amen. You may be seated. Woo. Thank you, praise team. Woo, God's good. Listen, please, if you didn't get last week's sermon, I ask you to get it, to listen to it, because I'm not going to go back to where we were. I'm going to go from the Red Sea. All right? I'm going to go from the place where it's about ready. It looks like a battle. It looks like defeat. Say, it looks like defeat. How many of you have ever felt in a place where that you feel like there's no hope? Come on, you've ever been to a place where that you're right up against the wall, that there feels like there's no hope, that you feel like you're hopeless. I want you to know that, listen to me, if you're walking with God, you're never hopeless. Never, 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 never hopeless. When he's with me, when I'm with him, when I'm abiding in him, I'm never, ever hopeless. It doesn't matter what my flesh might say. My five senses, come on. We become to be ruled and reigned by our flesh, by our senses, by our wills, by our emotion. God wants to loose us, hallelujah, from captivity, from that place where that we become in bondage to what we see, to what we think, to those things, that environment that gets around us, that begins to shape us. I'm here to tell you, Jesus says, if you abide in me, I'll abide in you. I'm going to say it this way. Listen, if you're abiding, hallelujah, In negative news all the time, what is going to be squeezed when you're squeezed, what's going to come out of you is whatever you're abiding in. Did you get that tonight? Whatever, hallelujah, whatever you're abiding is when you're squeezed, when you're up against the line, whatever's in you is going to come out of you. I said whatever's in you is going to come out of you. Come on, amen. If you're an orange and you're squeezed, what comes out of you? An orange. You can't get nothing else out of it. If you set your mind and your thinking on negative things when you're squeezed in an environment, when you're pressed against the wall, I'm here to tell you what's going to come out of you is whatever you're abiding in. Whatever you're trusting in. I want you to know that God loves you so much. He's provided a way for you. You can't see it. You can't feel it. Come on. You're not sure which way to go. But He wants you. He's provided for you. He wants you to trust Him so that in that place of trust, that when you begin to abide in Him in that place of trust, when you're squeezed, what comes out of you is Him. What's in Him? When you're pressed against the wall and you're pressed in that place, what comes out of you is peace. What comes out of you is joy. Come on. What comes out of you is hope. When you're pressed up against the wall, hallelujah, guess what comes out of you? Whatever's in you. And whatever's in Him will come out of you. Say, it's going to come out of me. And sometimes the only time that we know what comes, what's in us, sometimes is when you're pressed against the wall. Because I want you to know that God wants you to be fully trusting in Him. Trusting in Him. So God in those places will let some things get in your way so that you trust in Him. Tell your neighbor, you're never hopeless though. God doesn't put sickness or disease upon you. Tell your neighbor, He's a good father. Someone said to me one time, they said to me, it says, yeah, but God will put sickness on you to teach you a lesson. I'm thinking, well, that's a perverted father if I'd say so myself. Because I know my baby girl, I'll teach her some things, but I would never put something on her to harm her to teach her a lesson. I'm going to burn her real well. She'll never stick her hand in a fire. I'm here to tell you, you don't have the right theology if you think that way. And people that think that way have wrong worship. And whenever you're pressed against the wall, who's the first person you blame? Is God. I want us to be at a place of confidence and strength that we know that God is for us. That God is for me. I trust in God and I know that His ways are higher than my ways. I don't always understand everything. But I know that if God has brought me out, how many of you, has God brought you out, hallelujah, of sinness and darkness, hallelujah? Has He brought you out? If He's brought you out, hallelujah, He will not leave you. He will take you through. He who has begun this work within me, He shall perform it. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, let Him perform it. Get off the stage. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Because sometimes we stand in a stage in a place of position, trying to get our way or trying to find our way or our will, our emotions. We trust in things that we know, things that we're confident in. Got to get off the stage. Because God cannot perform it until I get off the stage. Because God will not try to usurp any place. He will say, give it to me. I'll take it from you, but you got to give it to me. Tell someone, give it to him. Quit holding on to it. Come on, don't hold on to it. Hallelujah. If Jesus took it off you, come on, amen, don't take it off Him. Has He taken sickness off you? Don't take it back off Him. Has He given you peace? Don't take it back off Him. Has He given you joy? Don't take it back off Him. Amen? All right, so here we are. Where are we at? We're against the Red Sea. The Red Sea. The Red Sea. All right, let me get there real quick. Just give me a second. All right? Here's the biggest thing that we battle sometimes. We battle the flesh. We battle the ways. See, the children of Israel were delivered out of the Egypt. That speaks of the world. Come on, amen. That speaks of the place of the flesh where that we were born into this world, into sin. Come on, amen. How many of you guys know that, listen, You don't have to teach. And you say, well, we were born into sin. You were born into it. Say, we're born into it. You do not have to teach your children how to lie. Come on. I mean, some people do teach your children to lie. But I'm here to tell you, listen, before early they learn something. Come on, it's something in their flesh, something they see around them. They begin to trust in something. They try to get out of their searching situation by themselves, out of their own flesh. Little children, say little children. Because you know why? Because my brother did it to me every single day. He did it. I took the rap for everything. He lifted me up and shoved my butt through the window to moon my dad. It was his idea. It was his back, but it was my butt. When I went through the window, my brother Kenny was gone. I'm standing with my pants down. I'm looking down to the ground. My dad says, what are you doing? He said, what in the Sam Hill are you doing? I said, Kenny made me do it. Are you ever going to quit lying, Chris? He's in the bushes hiding. But I'm telling you, listen, because we are born into sin. Come on, there's something about, we have this self-preservation within us to try to survive on our own. I'm here to tell you, quit fighting it, trying to work it. Come on, amen. We got to enter into the rest that He's given to me. We got to come into agreement what He's done for me at Calvary. Tell someone it's been settled. It's been settled on Calvary. Hallelujah. We just got to come into agreement with what He's done. I got to walk in agreement with what He says about me. I need to come to that place. So here they, so God's bringing them out of the world. It's a picture of us coming out of this place, being led by Moses, that we're led by the Holy Spirit. And as we come to that place of the Red Sea, God will let us come to some situations. We think that God's trying to kill us. I got a sermon. I think God's trying to kill me. Someday I'm going to preach it. How many of you ever felt that way? I feel like God's trying to kill me. Guess what? He is. He's trying to kill that old man that I've become comfortable with. Tell your neighbor he does not look good on you. That old man does not look good on you. You do not look good in that old way. That's not who you are. So here they are as they come out of this place. But here's the thing. I said this the other night. Is they were come to this place and God took them around and brought them back around again. And they were all the way around. And you see, listen, God did not let them go into Egypt because He was protecting them. Tell someone He's protecting you. See, He didn't let them go in against because the Philistines were mighty warriors. And God knew that, listen, I'm not going to let them face this battle. They're not ready for it yet. God loves you. Tell your neighbor He loves you. Come on, you got to look. Come on, you got to look past the flesh. You got to look and know that His ways are higher. You just got to trust God. You got to know that, listen, God brought you here. If He brought you here, He'll bring you through this thing. Come on, amen. If you're where you are right now, I want you to know that today is the day of decision, right where you are right now, that things could change right at this moment. Hallelujah. You might be feeling like you're up against the Red Sea, but God wants you to trust Him. God wants you to come to a place where that just like this, God can change everything for you. And just like this, I was a drug addict. Come on, amen. Living on the ends, the last hours of my life. I'm telling you right now, I knew I was. Come on, I knew I was. And I told God before, I told somebody else that, listen, I told God that, God, as soon as I'm done with this bag, I'm going to commit my life to you. He says, there won't no be a next time. I heard it just like it was this, and I whipped it out the window, went to church. And one day, God set me free. I never, ever had any relapse or withdrawal. Thank you. Thank you. Say none. Say one day. I want you to know that, listen, so here he was at this place. And so God brought him there because you know why? Because God will bring you to a place where that only He can perform it. Come on, there's something. How many of you guys, don't raise your hands, but how many of you are at a place where that only God can do this thing? Come on. Come on. Come on. we gotta quit acting phony. Come on. I've been in places. Come on. I've been in places. Come on. And if you're desperate enough, you'll be in a place and say, God, you know what the problem is? We gotta humble ourselves and say, God, I need you. Hallelujah. Some people will die in pride, not reaching their hands out. Come on. Not saying, God, I need you, Father God. Quit putting it on. Take off your righteous robes and set them aside and say, God, I need you. Hallelujah. We need to throw some ashes on. Hallelujah. We need to get to a humble position where say, God, I need you. Do you know what that's what prayer does? It brings you to a place where you say, God, I'm desperate for you. Hallelujah. God, Lord, I'm going to forsake sleep because, God, I need you more. Hallelujah. I'm going to forsake sleep. I'm going to forsake my time alone. I'm going to forsake my me time so that you can be in my life. Let's be real. So here they are. They're at this place. And God, in his power and his might, deliver them. They come across. Say, the joy of my salvation. There's a joy of my salvation. And you know, when they got to the other side and they seen all their enemies, the Egyptians, they seen that place. They seen them washed away. And what God said, he says that you will not see them anymore. You won't see them anymore. I want you to know that unfortunately sometimes people just want to see bad things. And you're going to see whatever it is behind you chasing you. Quit looking behind you. Look, get your eyes on cross. Get your eyes on Jesus. Because I'm here to tell you, if you keep looking back to the problems, I'm here to tell you, you're going to find problems. But if you look on Jesus, from where my hope comes from. Hallelujah. Where my strength comes from. It comes from the Lord. It's the Lord that strengthens me. So he crosses over and Moses, he begins to sing a song of celebration. You can read it yourself. He begins to declare that the chariots and the horses, hallelujah, have failed. Hallelujah, Pharaoh. Hallelujah, has not defeated, but God has delivered me. And they're celebrating. Say, the joy of my salvation. Then Miriam, hallelujah, began to celebrate. She began to take her tambourine, began to dance, hallelujah. Some people say, oh, it's not a place of, but we're not supposed to be like that. I'm here to tell you, you said, some people are okay dancing in bars, celebrating in darkness, but I'm here to tell you, I'm standing in the light and I'm gonna shake and shout, hallelujah, because I stand in my victory. I stand in my victory, hallelujah. So I want you to know, I don't know what you've been delivered from, but I've been delivered from, hallelujah, some things, and I'm gonna dance and celebrate, and I'm gonna shout to God. Maybe because we don't got our victories is because sometimes we're too humble to dance. The king of Israel named David danced in the streets. Say, he danced. He danced until his pants fell down. I don't suggest that. I frown on that in this house, just to let you know. Randy, no. So here it is. So, but here's the next, say the next day. I want you to know that every day I need to trust in God. Every day I need to walk with God. Every day I need to a place I need to depend upon God. I cannot let my guard down. Come on, amen. I cannot quit reaching for him, grabbing a hold of him. Come on, I got to make it a habit. We know how to make a lot of things. The Bible says, James says, don't practice sin. We know how to practice it. But we got to practice presence. We got to practice giving God my attention. Begin to do it. Watch what happens. Begin to give God 5 more minutes. Begin to give God 10 more minutes. Hallelujah. All of a sudden, you won't want to leave that place. I'm here to tell you that. Amen. Okay, am I right, wife? Am I right, honey? Am I right? So it says, are you okay? It wasn't on, but it is now. I might have switched it. I think I switched off. On your behalf, I would agree. Okay, so here it is. So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea, and they went out into the wilderness of Shur. He says, and they went 3 days into the wilderness. And this is, and they found no water. Say no water. I don't know about you, but you ever been parched? Come on, say, I've been parched before. I've been a place of thirsty. I want you to know something that, listen, I want you to know that God is what he does for you. Say, for me. Whatever happens in my life, God is doing whatever happens around me. I need to trust God. All things work together for good. For who? And what? According to his will. To say his will. Not my will, his will. Things work together for good when it's about his will, when I'm trusting him and his will. Come on, amen. So here he is. So the children of Israel come to this place and there's no water there. All right. So it says, and let me get this real quick. I'm missing my pages. I'm sorry. So he brought them there. He says, can you look up Exodus 1:14, brother? And it says, and they found no water. And it says, and when they came to Marah, say Marah, they could not drink the waters because Marah, for they were bitter. Say bitter. Say there's some bitterness there. I want you to know that God loves you so much that there's some things that you have brought with you out of Egypt that God wants to set you free. Those are places in my thinking, in my mind, in my emotions. There's some things that have tied on to me. Sometimes they're soul ties. Say soul ties. Things that have grabbed hold of me, sometimes from trauma, sometimes from things that I've sowed into my own flesh, some things, whatever that might be, but it doesn't matter. I'm here to tell you, God wants to remove everything. Say everything that's not of him. Things that have tormented you that you don't even know or not even sure they're there, but as you walk with God, those things will come out. Say they'll come out. They'll come out. It says, so here's what they were dealing with. God was dealing with this place that's within them because why? This was within them. And it says they made their lives bitter. Who made their lives bitter? The Egyptians caused them to be bitter. Say bitter. 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 Bitter and angry. Come on, amen. Upset about some things in their lives. And it says, in their hard bondage in mortar and in brick and in all manners of services in the field. And all their service there won, they made them serve with rigor. I want you to get this and understand something. These people were put in a place where that they felt their lives, that they were servants. And God was getting them to a place because the bitterness that was within them, God was removing the bitterness so that they could stand as sons and daughters. But God, they had to let God take the bitterness out. I want you to know that how do I know the bitterness is there? Because as soon as they found out the waters were bitter, what did they begin to do? They begin to murmur. Say murmur. They begin to complain. I want you to know that you need to get your red flags on. When you hear your mouth complaining about your situation and you serve the Lord God Almighty that's within you, that is in you. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. When I begin to complain, I begin to come against the trust that I have in the Father. I want you to know that as soon as they begin to murmur, the joy of their salvation, they lost it. 3 days ago, they were dancing in the streets, but they lost the joy of their salvation. They lost the joy. They let their murmuring in the things that were in them, and letting not God, not surrendering to God, and let that bitterness bring them to a place of separation with God. Tell your neighbor, don't be bitter. Let God deliver. Don't be bitter. Let God deliver. And I want you to know, well, Pastor Chris, you don't know what I've been through, but I know what he was been through for you. I said, you don't know what I've been through. You don't know what happened to me. I'm here to tell you. You don't know what you have not come to a place where you realize what he did for you. Because there's nothing that you went through, that you've gone through in your life that God has not done for you. to give you victory. That through his life, any trauma, anything in our life, he died so that we do not have to be in bondage anymore. Come on, amen. I said amen. So God's doing it, says, and the people, say the people, begin to murmur. And it says, but in God's mercy, this is a merciful God. He said, God showed him a tree, showed Moses a tree, say a tree. And he says, I want you to take the tree, cut the tree, take the tree. He says, and I want you to throw it into the waters. I want you to hear this and know that Jesus, he was cut down so that your bitterness would be removed and the waters would turn sweet. So that bitterness that's within your hearts would become sweet. Out of your bellies would flow rivers of living water. The enemy wants you to be bitter, angry, upset about your past. And God says, I've delivered you from that. And it says he turned the waters. And he says, and at that place, I don't have time to get in. He says, he was showing them that I am your healer. I'm your healer. You do not have to stay in that place. A lot of things in our lives come from places of bitterness that we hold on to things. I want you to know that bitterness is one of the worst things that can happen that you could do to your bodies. Unforgiveness. Come on, can we do something tonight? Can we not walk out of this place with anything in our hearts that we give it to God? And tomorrow, give it to God. And the day after that, give it to God. And the day after it, give it to God. Until your waters become sweet. Because I'm here to tell you, if you're walking this journey, that God does not want to take people to taste from you bitterness. But he wants them to taste from you sweet. Because you're his children. Amen? Oh my gosh. Where did time go? All right, let me get through this real quick. So the next time, so here it is. So they just go a little bit farther. Say a little bit farther. I want you to see something that God's delivering us. We got to let God take hold of some things in our lives. The next place that came along is a place of provision. God wants us to trust him in provision. Say, he's my provider. Say, he's my provider. I want you to know there's some things that are stubborn within me that have a place of hard place from trusting God in some things in my life. Every one of us. But God says, I want you to know me as your provider. And the only way that you can know me as your provider is give me what is in your hands. Give me what is in your hands. I said, give me what is in your hands. Because unless I come to that place of saying, Father, here, I quit trying to provide on my own, try to provide my own way, but I trust God and give it to him. Say, give it to him. It might be cares, it might be heaviness, it might be something, a burden that you're carrying upon your shoulders. I'm here to tell you, cast your cares upon him because he cares for you. And the more you carry it, come on, Amen, the more bitter you're going to get and the more heavy you're going to become. So give it. We don't got to time, but here it is. I want you to know that murmuring, I want you to see something. Listen, do you know what happens when you got unity? People believe in one another. There's power. I'm going to show you here that this is what happens when you got people disagreeing with God, angry with God, upset with God, arguing among themselves. It begins to spread. Say it spreads. But not in this house. Say not in this house. Come on, amen. But as for me and my house, hallelujah, we're going to come in agreement. We're going to love one another. We're going to believe in one another because I need you. Tell your neighbor, I need you. You might not know it now. I'm here to tell you. You might not know it now, but I'm here to tell you. There's somebody in your life that might be beside you that might be. God will use them to bring you out. I had an enemy one time in my life. Come on, amen. I thought he was my enemy. The enemy made me think he was my enemy. This was 25 years ago. But God told me, he says, he could be your enemy or he could be your friend. You choose. I said, all right. Okay. I wanted to be my enemy.
because I knew I could take him. He made me feel uncomfortable. He made me angry, but I choose to love him. 15 years later, that man showed up in my life to deliver me out of a situation in my life. Do you know why? Because the love that I showed him 25 years before. I didn't want to listen to God at that time, but I thank God that I did. Listen here real quick, real quick. It says that some of those people murmured. And then this verse right here, the next situation they came in. The whole congregation. Say the whole. The whole congregation murmured. Every one of them. Come on. There's been generation after generation that has murmured against God. And God says, I'm bringing you out. I'm bringing you into something else. And I'm here to tell you, the next generation suffers because we murmur in our generation. Because we disagree with God, not letting him provide the miracles that he wants to provide. Not letting him do the healings that he wants to heal. Come on. Not letting him move in an environment of worship and praise that he can set people free. Because we're set in our ways. Because we feel like he's taking too much time. I'm here to tell you, this is serious business. I said, this is serious business. This is life and death sometimes. These are eternal decisions. And I think your life is important. Amen? So, let me finish. Give me some music so I can shut this down. And you can keep looking. It says, for the Lord heareth the murmurings, which the murmuring against him. And he says, what are we? Your murmurings are not against us, but they're against the Lord. Do you hear me tonight? Your murmurings, don't let them say, don't murmur. Because here's the thing, and it keeps on going, and they begin to murmur against, they begin to keep it going. But they finally get to a place that eventually this place got to a place with that the more you murmur, the more you begin to let the flesh rule your life. The more your situations around you begin to influence you, begin to overwhelm you. The more that we murmur, the more that we don't trust God's provision, the more we begin to disagree with who he is in our lives, that he wants to be. He wants to be in our lives. He wants to loose anything that has restricted you. Anything that has tried to defeat you. Anything that has come against you in your life. He wants to set you free from. Do you believe that tonight? I said, do you believe that tonight? And as they were in this place, the Bible says this happened. Say this happened. And it says, and then as they were murmuring in this place of temptation and places of strife, it says, then came Amalek. Say Amalek. You say, who's Amalek? Amalek is the grandson of Esau. Remember last week? Esau. Remember who he was? He was Jacob's brother. And he tried to rule, but he was from that place of flesh. Jacob was the one in the place of inheritance. It was Esau that sold his birthright for a little bit of porridge. When we let that rise up in our life, Amalek is going to come up. And Amalek will always try to defeat you. Hear me tonight. Hear me. Is when you're by yourself. Is when you're lonely. When you come to a place where that you're lonely, that you become bitter, you begin to feel bad for yourself. You begin to come to that place where that you feel disappointment upon you. It is in that place that Amalek steps in. Where he tries to come against you. Amalek will never come in a place where you're strong in your spirit. He will never come into a place where that you're walking in the power of God's might. But whenever you begin to let your guard down, say, let my guard down. When you begin to murmur about your situation, not trust God Almighty, the one who sets you free. Come on, amen. The God, hallelujah, above every name, every principality, everything. Come on, amen. That we begin to trust, not trust God. Amalek's going to come up. He's going to come up. Come on, that old nature's going to try to rise up. So here's what he did. He says, if he begin to come up, can you give me a second? It says in Moses, he says, and Joshua chose out of the men, he says, go and fight them. Let me give you this, because you're going to see the picture here. It's in Deuteronomy. Can you look this up for me, brother? Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy 25:17. I want you to hear this. 25:17. Watch this. Remember what Amalek did unto you, by the way, when you were come out of Egypt. Next verse. He says how he met you, by the way, and smote your what? He did not come face to face, but he tried to get you from behind. He tried to come in your weak place. A place where that you might be by yourself. A place where that you're trying to do it in your own strength and not in God's strength. A place where you're not abiding. A place where that when you're squeezed, fear will come out. Doubt will come out. Amalek will come to those places to try to defeat you. But I want you to see the picture here. Come on, amen. But Moses, he told him, he says, and Moses, God told him, he says, if you lift up your hands, say lift up your hands. When you lift up your hands, Amalek's going to be defeated. Every time that Moses lifted up his hands, guess what happened? Amalek, Joshua was defeating Amalek. He was overtaking him. When his arms fell down, how many of you ever had your arms fall down? Sometimes we're upset with God for things, but we've let our arms get... Tell someone, lift up your hands. Come on, the enemy wants you to be a place of bowing down, hallelujah, because of your situation, your circumstance. He wants you to be bowed down because of what you see around you, what have you been, circumstances, whatever those might be in your thoughts, the patterns in your life that bow you down. But God says, lift up your hands. Say, lift up your hands. Would you stand to your feet? Say, lift up your hands. Come on, say, lift up your hands. Come on, amen. Say, lift up your hands. Brother, come on, come on. So Moses, come on, I want you to know that, listen, I'm here to tell you that sometimes, say sometimes, sometimes you might be weak. Sometimes you might get to a place where that things get tough. I've been there. I have never let myself be in a place where that I did not have somebody that I could depend upon, that would not pull me down, that would not give me fleshly or earthly advice, but God advice. So they said, they put a rock under his feet. And when you get tired, he set a rock underneath them. Say a rock. I want you to know that I need to sit upon the rock, Christ Jesus. And it says, and here's what they did. When his hands got tired, they lifted up his hands. They lifted up his hands. Until every one of those enemies were defeated. I want you to hear me tonight. Don't you try to fight this alone. Say, not alone. Not alone. But we got to fight it together in the spirit of the Lord. You got to get to a place where you're praying with one another. If you don't have a prayer partner, find one. If you don't got somebody that you could say, hey, can you pray for me? Can you pray for me? You're going to find somebody that can lift up your arms and say, listen, I'm going to pray with you. I'm going to stand in the gap with you. I'm going to lift you up. I'm going to worship with you. And listen, while you're home and by yourself, while you cannot worship or bless God, I'm going to shout with praise in my house for you. Come on. I want you to know, listen to me. I mean this with all my heart. I know sometimes some of you have been through some things. And as for me and my house, my wife have shouted and shouted till our voices got raw on your behalf. Because I know someday you're going to shout on my behalf. You're going to lift up my hands. But as we begin to surround ourselves with people together to defeat the flesh, to defeat the enemy as we lift up. And the last thing they did is they picked up the sword. And he says, go cut their heads off. You need to stand in the word of God. You need to find those people agreement, come to a place of prayer with each other in agreement that I'm not fighting. I'm not, my backside is not exposed. Someone's got my back. Come on, someone's got my back. Come on, amen. Somebody's got my front. Someone's surrounding me. Come on, amen. That this is why the body, say the body. You know, that's why God said that's so important. The body ministry. I need you. We cannot go to the next level without each other. I prophesy you will never leave the place you're at without each other. Never. Because it's not God's way. But this is God's way. We do it together. We fight together. Cut the head off. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'm going to draw. I'm going to draw. If you lift him up, he's going to draw you to him. You draw near to me, I'll draw near to you. If you lift me up in my place of authority, I'm going to lift you up. Heavenly Father, I thank you. I thank you for these mighty men and women of God. I thank you, God, Lord, for victory. I thank you for healing. I thank you, God, Lord, by your stripes we are healed. I thank you for the mental, hallelujah, the mental victory and healing that has taken place in this house tonight. I thank you for the provision that you provided, God. I thank you, God, Lord, as I stand here tonight. I thank you, God, Lord, for the next generation, to God, Lord, that will rise up. Because this generation, hallelujah, will say yes to you, Father God. That will worship, hallelujah, without holding back. That will show the next generation, hallelujah. We will not just tell them to worship, but we'll show them how to worship. We'll show them how to pray. We'll show them how to lift up the name of God. That's what we'll do, hallelujah. And Lord, I thank you for that. And we will declare with all of our hearts that we are. God's knocking. Open up and let him in. Amen.